This is episode 197, Miner Updates for December 2020.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to what I think is going to be probably the final episode of the Paul Miners Podcast for 2020, and I'm ending the year with some more miner updates. So what you're going to hear is the audio from the video I just released, which you can find on my YouTube channel. So you will be hearing some background noise, some birds chirping, things like that, so it's not terrible. And this is the audio from that video, which you can watch if you want, which you can find on my YouTube channel, or continue listening here on the podcast if you're not that fast. You're not going to miss anything, actually. I mean, I show a few clips and things, you're really not going to miss anything with the podcast. So without further ado, wrapping up this year with some updates from me. Enjoy these updates. Have a lovely holiday season, and I will talk to you again next year in 2021. Take care and enjoy. Hello, my name is Paul, and welcome to another one of my miner update videos for December 2020. And if you're not sure what this video is about, go back and check out my explanation for the miner updates video I did in October. This is sort of a new thing I'm trying, where I'm just kind of producing a bit of a longer form video where I can speak a bit more openly about what I'm working on, things in my personal life, and just kind of take you behind the scenes a little bit more into everything that I'm doing. So in terms of some updates, things that have happened in the last sort of 3 months, I mentioned in my last video we were going to take a week off. And so Haley, my wife, and our boy Jay, we had a lovely week in Mount Maunganui, which is about sort of 2.5-3 hours away from where we are in Auckland. And just had a brilliant week, relaxing by the beach. It was really nice to sort of take some time off, just us. And yeah, we had a lovely, lovely week. We also managed to get a weekend off at the start of December. We went down to Queenstown with some friends of ours. And it's so beautiful down there. We really are so lucky that, you know, despite everything that's happened this year with COVID, obviously we can't do any international travel, and we actually did have a holiday cancelled this year. We're so lucky that we still have these beautiful places in New Zealand that we can go and visit. And we had a brilliant couple of days down in Queenstown. We sampled a few vineyards, we played some golf, and it's just great hanging out with friends in a really beautiful spot. And as this year comes to a close, we're sort of thinking about what we want to do next year. Unfortunately, we still can't really make any international travel plans. New Zealand may get an international bubble set up with Australia, and like, we may be able to do something in the middle of the year or later next year where we go to Australia or go to a Pacific island or something. Obviously, yeah, we have to sort of weigh up the risks in doing that with COVID. But, you know, like I said, I mean, we're lucky that we live in this beautiful country. There's plenty of things we can do, and if we need to take time off or want to take a break, we've got beautiful places here in New Zealand that we can visit. So that's kind of our plan so far, is that we haven't committed to anything. I'm gonna try and take like maybe a week off every 3 months, and maybe spend a few days away somewhere here in New Zealand, go on a road trip somewhere, and just explore our own backyard, really. And that's the current plan for next year, travel wise. So after I recorded my last minor updates video, I was using just my iPhone at the time, and I had like a GorillaPod arm that kind of you could twist and bend around things. And I was connecting I was using the Rode lapel mic that clips onto my t-shirt. And I've upgraded my setup slightly. I did look at actually getting a proper camera, and I spoke to some of the people in my private Slack group that I manage, and a few people recommended great cameras that I could check out. I made the decision actually to focus more on creating a nice iPhone rig, and I'll take a photo of what I'm looking at here so you can see what it looks like. Because I have the iPhone 12 Pro, which is a fantastic phone, it has a fantastic camera. So I thought if I can just add on a nice microphone, maybe a nice lens, and use that as my primary setup, maybe I can just make that work, and that'll probably be cheaper than buying a full camera. And I know I'd get a better result with a proper nice camera, but I'm not going to be using this rig that much, so I'm happy to just keep the iPhone as my main camera and upgrade the setup with a few accessories. So I got the small rig iPhone or small rig smartphone cage, so I can mount my iPhone into this little rig, and I can hot shoe a mic on top. So I'm using the Rode Video Micro, I think it's called. You do have to get a little adapter as well. I'll put all the links in the show notes for this video, but you have to get a little adapter to connect the Rode mic to your 3mm jack to lightning cable. And then finally, I've used the GorillaPod suction cup, which makes it so much easier to just suction the whole thing onto a window or something and get a really nice stable shot. I am still waiting on, I have ordered a Moment, 18mm Moment wide lens. And another person in my Slack group, Angelo, recommended the Moment lens. He made this great video explaining how it compares to the normal iPhone lenses. So I am still waiting on that. Unfortunately, I couldn't use it for this video. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased with the setup that I have now. It's not like a full proper camera rig, but I think it does the job pretty well. So other things that we've done in the last couple of months, I did a few CrossFit competitions. I filled in for somebody who couldn't do a competition, and I took part in a pairs, it was like two males, two females team competition, and that was great. I haven't competed in a CrossFit comp in a while, so it's really great to kind of, you know, really push yourself with your teammates on the competition floor. That was a lot of fun. We had a good in-house competition at our gym as well, and feeling pretty good because I had surgery on my wrist earlier this year, so it feels good to be performing pretty well again. Still a few little niggles here and there, but nah, it's been great to get back into the more competitive side of CrossFit again. And a purchase that we made recently along the same lines is we got one of these massage guns. It's just, you've probably seen things like this around. If I turn it on, you see it, it kind of just vibrates and pounds your muscles. So it's great for recovery if you have sore legs or glutes or shoulders and pecs and things. It's just a really great way to kind of loosen up some of those tight muscles. And funny story with this was supposed to be my Christmas present. I was actually sitting down one night and I said to Haley, oh, I'm going to buy a massage gun. I think we'd get a lot of use out of it. And she said, no, don't buy it. You're getting one for Christmas. And so she had no choice but to kind of spoil it for me. The massage gun turned up, so we've just started using it. So this was my kind of early Christmas present. It's nothing, there are some pretty nice high-end guns that you can get. This is a pretty kind of budget one. It's nothing super special. It kind of just does the job, really. One of the other purchases I've made in the last couple of months is getting the new MacBook Pro with the M1 Apple Silicon chip. Which I'm really happy with, really enjoying this machine, very fast. I decided to upgrade the hard drive to a 512 gig hard drive and upgraded the RAM to, I think, 16 gig or 32 gig. I think it was 16 gig. I think it comes with 8 gig. I can't remember. I upgraded it from whatever the base was, thinking, you know, I'm really going to future-proof myself, come up with get a computer that's really going to last me a long time. And so, yeah, there's been a few upgrades this year, obviously the phone as well. The Mac, I haven't had a new MacBook since 2015, so I was kind of due for an upgrade, and I always... Yes. Is this what I think it is? That was not staged, by the way. I've been waiting for this delivery. Yes, okay, finally. Got my new MacBook cable. So on the topic of MacBooks, been having a weird issue where... the adapter and cable, the charging cable, when I plug it in, I think the power brick behind my desk is faulty because it's literally broken two of my chargers now, and I've had to get a new cable from Apple. I had to run to the door because FedEx, who deliver it, they will only try and deliver twice. If you miss them, you have to go and pick it up in South Auckland, which is a real pain. And they don't give you long to get to the door. And they can't leave the package either. Apple won't give them permission to leave the package. Anyway, I've got my new cable now, which is great. So as I was saying, yeah, it's been a couple of upgrades this year. I haven't had a new MacBook since 2015. I'd always said when Apple upgrades their chips, I'll get a new one. So yeah, it's nice to have a really nice kind of fast machine now, and which will see me well, you know, it'll last a while now, I think, which is great. The final purchase I wanted to share is I recently bought Lives of the Stoics by Ryan Holiday. I've mentioned before, Ryan Holiday is probably one of my favorite authors. Really enjoy all his writing, actually. He writes on a few different topics. I've read most of his books, and this is the new one, Lives of the Stoics. and I really enjoyed his three books. The Obstacle is the Way, Ego is the Enemy, and Stillness is the Key, all of which focus quite a lot on Stoic philosophy about overcoming obstacles, controlling your ego, finding peace, and drawing on a lot of Stoic philosophy. So they're very practical books. Lives of the Stoics, I understand, is more about the history of the actual Stoic philosophers, so really interested to get into that. Haven't started it yet, but yeah, hopefully going to be enjoying this holiday. Updates from me professionally, work-wise, the biggest thing in the last couple of months really is that I've started working with a friend of mine, Warwick, and it was just kind of a situation that suited both of us. He was between jobs, and I was thinking, oh look, here's an opportunity. He knows how to use Zapier, because I know he used it in his previous business. Maybe he can help me with some of the Zapier work that I do. And so I spoke to him, and we were just really open and said, like, let's just treat this as an experiment. You know, if it works for you while you're between jobs, if you can help me, then great, let's just give this a go. And it's worked really well, and I'm keen to have Warwick do more in my business. I've talked before in my podcast, on my podcast and blog and things, that I don't really want to grow a big consulting firm. I don't really want to hire lots of people. I like the freedom and reduced responsibility I have right now. But it is really handy having Warwick, who is able to take some of the pressure off my plate and just alleviate some of that client work and do some of that for me. And so, yeah, keen to just kind of explore that more next year. It's also quite good. It's a good situation because he's not like a remote contractor who I can't see. Like, he comes into the hangar, to the co-working space where I work. He sits next to me. I can talk to him, keep an eye on him. And he's someone I trust, you know, I have a history with. So it's working really, really well. And I think Warwick's really enjoying the work, so that's great. And like I said, I don't really have many goals for next year. I'm not trying to grow my business a lot. My ongoing objective is to just keep improving. Improve my business, try and streamline, optimize my time, and having Warwick now as a resource is something I can experiment with more. And so in many ways, I'm really not very ambitious. Like, I don't have big aspirations for 2021. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing well, and don't worry about growing. Just make life easier. Enjoy life and enjoy the work. That's sort of the theme, the goal for next year. So maybe a little bit unambitious, but it works for me. And so that's it. Those are all the updates I have for you at the moment. I hope you enjoy these videos. I hope that wherever you are, that you are safe, you are healthy, and that 2021 is a better year for all of us. Thanks again for watching. Have a great holiday season, whatever it is that you're going to be getting up to, and I'll see you in a future video. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there, and I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.